It's a dark place. On this episode, today we talk about basically what's going on in the world and giving you an update on things with myself and my thoughts on other things, and a couple of rants inserted in this episode. So hope you guys enjoy it. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Here's the episode. It's the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host Kid Rainbows. It's Friday. It's a Friday episode. Yeah. We don't have to do this for another couple more days. This is very exhausting. I don't have nothing to really talk about. Right now it's morning and I'm recording this. Eating me some breakfast. Got some toast. Nothing on it because I don't do that. Got me some scrambled eggs with my favorite ingredient, salsa. And a cup of coffee. Right thinking, why the hell are you eating eggs with salsa? I don't know. That's what I got this. I think I got this recipe from Tim Ferriss. It's like an old video. It's like one of his morning routines, one of his habits. What he eats in the morning. This is one of his habits. And I've been eating them ever since. It's good. I don't need anything else to go counterintuitive with my toast. So I'm eating sweets because I already got coffee. See, that's a plus right there. Bam. I got this going for me. You hear the birds chirping. It's a very exhausting week for me. And it's not over with yet. Still got one more day before I'm off again. Business has been picking up my job because people don't have nowhere to go, get nothing to eat late at night, or they don't I guess they're lazy to fix them something to eat. I don't know. It's been coming out the woodwork. So that basically means it's really just me and another person. We're just doing all this stuff for several hours till it's time to go. It gets tiring. It gets tiring and confusing. So I really don't know why restaurants open, but that's a whole nother discussion. another podcast. Yep. Not even off that, I really don't know what else to talk about. WrestleMania is supposed to be tomorrow and Sunday. It's a 2-day event, which I believe is already pre-taped, so this could either be some good wrestling or train wreck. Because of the social distancing, and we don't know, can't be no people in the audience, so we can't, no more than 10 people. So I don't know how they're gonna set this up, how it's gonna go. We'll see. I'm kind of anticipating a train wreck. You never know with WWE. Don't know. There's really nothing going on with me right now. But just doing school stuff. That's it for me. Haven't really caught any TVs except for the, excuse me, those Trump press conferences. And the last one, he went back to being the Trump we know. He's blaming everybody else. Blaming all the states. They should have known about this. They should have bought ventilators ahead of time. I'm thinking to myself, you're supposed to know about this ahead of time. You're the president. You're supposed to let the states know. You're saying that the federal government is the backup. They're the ones back up the states. Was you can debate that, but with a crisis like this, you're supposed to be the one, I believe, in charge. It was amazing. I don't know. I don't know what kind of Trump we're going to get today. Probably get back to Good Samaritan Trump. Humanitarian Trump. People are just steady dying. Running out of ventilators. If they don't have a ventilator for you, you're dead. Governor Cuomo, he was basically saying that none of the states are prepared for this. And it's just a big fucking mess. So I don't know how long. Might be in the house for a while. That's what I'm saying. It's just so strange. I don't know. We're all coming to the end. I don't know. We're gonna get through this. I believe we are, but I just think it's gonna be maybe a long time before things get back to normal. So we'll see. I did put out some music. Nobody really probably noticed it, but I put out some music. It's not really no new stuff, it's old stuff. Just put it out. I said I was going to put out something this weekend. Listen to this new artist, not new, but he's new to me. It's called Heavy Hawaii. I don't know if it's a, know if it's a one person. I don't know if it's a, he also has a band with him, but he came out with a new album. It's pretty good. Good stuff. That's like the only new things that I've been up on right now. I'll be trying to keep these podcasts going long than 15 minutes, but I really don't have nothing to talk about. I go to work. Lately, I've been going to work. Come home. Then with these, my family, these and nephews, I had to clean up the house and stuff like that. And sometimes I help my sister make food. I try to watch some TV, but I end up falling asleep most of the time. Wake up, just go to work, deal with that crap, come home. So it's the same thing over and over. I don't know where's the social time with myself comes into play. I don't have any idea anymore. I'm just doing what I can do. I was hearing about those stimulus checks. They're saying that you don't have direct deposit. You have to wait 5 months. That's crazy. I don't know. So if you don't have direct deposit, you have to wait 5 months for your check, which is not going to help you in any kind of way. You'll probably be dead by then. Starving to death, I don't know. This needs to mail out checks. The people that already had direct deposit, let them get that. Even better, they should just mail out the checks first. And then just give the, send out the stuff, direct deposit, that has direct deposit. I don't know. I think sometimes I think I have more better solutions to the government more than they do. I don't know. So they can't do two things at once without falling flat on their fucking face. I don't know. The economy is in danger of going in a, not a recession, but a depression. That's what I'm saying. So, I really don't know how we come back from this. Considering the person that we have in office right now, I don't know. It's like one day he cares about people, the American people. Then one day he cares about himself. The next day he cares about his ratings. It's all over the place. It's a mess. It's messy. I do have to do something different for this podcast. I'm getting like kind of tired of coming on here every episode talking about the virus and Trump and I don't know. to come up with some kind of topics. We have a, excuse me, a vice column or something else. We'll see. Who knows? Excuse me, I'm trying to finish my breakfast so I can guess I'll be going to sleep after this podcast is over with. Learn some couple of meditation techniques I got off the internet. That's about as far as it goes with any life hacks or self-help or look for the word I'm trying to say. Not self-help, but I don't know. But I've been watching the videos of a guy. His name's Jim Rohn. He's like a the first major self-help guru. Some of the stuff he's, and most of the stuff that I watch, like three of his videos, stuff he's saying, it makes a lot of sense, especially in today's world. I think he's he was Tony Robbins' mentor, I believe. That's I think that's it. Tony Robbins. That's how Tony Robbins became who he is right now, I guess. He was talking about like a lot of self-development. It's like instead of working hard at a job, you should work hard on yourself. It made a lot of sense. It's like one of the main things I took from those videos. And I'm be at work, I always work so hard at the job, but I never work, never have time to work on myself or things like that. So I think that philosophy makes a lot of sense. So I might try to change some things up as far as the job goes. I don't know. Seems like a job asking you to do too much. Then we'll give any little back and like pretty much fire you anytime. So what am I working so hard towards anyway? It's this job. Seems like I'm a district manager or a shareholder at this company, so what am I doing? I think I should just go do my job, go home, that's it. I think it's starting to, it's time to start telling people no. When people ask me to do stuff, no. No means no. Just want you guys to take from this podcast, this episode. No means no. When it comes to stuff at your job, no means no. I think that's it for me. That's the best way to end this podcast. So I don't have nothing to talk about now. I'm brain dead. I guess I'll put in the music. Probably later on today, then upload this later on today. You guys have a good weekend. Stay home, stay inside, quarantine. Quit going out late at night. I don't know. How does it benefit us? Because people are like really not listening. We're pretty much doing the same shit. Like, going outside, doing this, doing that. I don't know. I don't know if people are... I've been noticing people are putting on shows. I don't know how they're doing it, because I haven't been to any of these shows, but... I hope they're not, like... inviting a lot of people. So let's keep doing like going about business like as usual. It's gonna make things worse. We're gonna be stuck inside even longer. Well, the governor of Missouri doesn't have a clue what the fuck's going on either, so he keeps changing shit, shutting stuff down for another 48 hours. Some things are open. Just need to shut everything down for like a week. At least a week. Everything. My job included. We need to shut everything down. And wait it out. Go from there. I don't know, man. Okay, this is the... That was the last rant from me, you here, on this episode. This won't be the last rant. There'll be plenty more, I'm pretty sure. The way things are going, so... you guys have a nice weekend, like I was saying, and stay inside, be safe, wash your hands, and stay strong. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast, and we're out of here. Now you can play the music. Hey, I lasted 20 minutes this time. Yes, I did it. Even though it was non-essential content. All right, hit the music.
It's a dark place.